All Africa Games, top your sports report.
Kim, Egypt dominated the medals table at the 11th All Africa Games, which officially ended over the weekend in Congo Brazzaville. The Egyptians won 217 medals, 73 more than second place Nigeria. The Egyptian team tallied 85 gold, 64 silver, and 68 bronze. Meanwhile, Nigeria's total included 47 gold, 55 silver, and 42 bronze. South Africa was third on the medals table with 122 medals, 41 gold, 41 silver, and 40 bronze. This competition marked the 50th anniversary of the All Africa Games, as well as their return to Brazzaville, which hosted the first edition in 1965. Mark Ouma reports on some of the medal winners on the final weekend of action.
In table tennis, hosts Republic of Congo had something to cheer on the final day of competition after they bagged two bronze medals in the men's and women's contest. Egypt won the women's gold medal, while Nigeria bagged the silver medal. In the men's contest, it was the reverse, as Nigeria prevailed while Egypt settled for the silver medal. In handball, Egypt pipped Angola 25-23 to win the men's event, while the Republic of Congo edged Nigeria 32-29 to claim the bronze medal. In the women's contest, Angola beat Cameroon 33-29 to clinch the gold medal, as Senegal pipped Nigeria 25-24 to claim the bronze medal.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
In basketball, Angola beat Egypt 83-73 to win the men's game, as Nigeria edged Mali 57-55 to bag the bronze medal. In the women's contest, Mali emerged champions, Nigeria was silver medalist, and Angola claimed the bronze medal.
Thanks, Mark. That's Mark Ouma of our Daybreak Africa radio show. Senegal and Ghana won the men's and women's football titles at the All-Africa Games in Congo Brazzaville. The VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Segun Dot on the spot Adeyemi, has that story as well as some athletic news.
Good evening, Africa. Senegal has won the men's football gold at the 11th edition of the four-yearly All-Africa Games, which rounded off Sunday in Brazzaville, the Congolese capital. The Senegalese beat Burkina Faso 1-0 to win the gold. Moussa Seydi scored the goal 84 seconds into the game. It was the first gold for Senegal in the history of the men's football event at the Games. Nigeria, which had been favored to win the gold in the under-23 football event, could only get the bronze after beating host Congo 5-3 on penalties. Both teams played goalless at regulation time. It was the third bronze for Nigeria in men's football since the competition started, as the country previously finished third in 1991 and 1995. With Senegal winning the gold, Burkina Faso the silver, and Nigeria the bronze, this is the first time in the history of the games that the gold, silver, and bronze football medals will be won by teams from the same region. Senegal, Burkina Faso, and Nigeria are all in West Africa. In women's football event at the Games, Ghana clinched the gold medal, also for the first time since the game started 50 years ago. The Ghanaians beat Cameroon 1-0 in the final. The victory was a sweet revenge for the Black Queens, who lost by a similar margin to their Cameroonian counterparts at the final of the 2011 edition of the Games in Maputo, Mozambique. Ivory Coast won the women's football bronze after defeating Nigeria 2-1 in the third-place match.
Voice of America!
Turning to athletics, African runners won the men's and women's titles at the 35th edition of the Beijing International Marathon in the Chinese capital. The men's title was won by Kenyan veteran Mariko Kiplagat Kipchumba, ending the three-year Ethiopian winning streak. Kipchumba, who is 41, stayed at the leading group from the start of the race and clocked 2 hours and 11 minutes to finish first. The time is 5 minutes shy of his personal best of 2 hours, 6 minutes, and 5 seconds. Pre-race favorite Berhanu Shifarau of Ethiopia came home second in 2 hours, 11 minutes, and 37 seconds. Zimbabwe's Wirima Ejuwau the 15th place finisher at the 2012 Olympics, finished third in 2 hours, 14 minutes, and 25 seconds. The women's race turned out to be a straight fight between two Ethiopian runners, Abebe Jafewok and Bethlehem Moges. The 24-year-old Moges won in 2 hours, 27 minutes, and 31 seconds. Afewok, who is also 24, was second in 2 hours, 29 minutes, and 12 seconds.
VOA!
Staying with athletics, African runners will headline a world-class men's field at the 2015 New York City Marathon. The IAAF Gold Label Road Race will hold on November 1st. Defending champion Wilson Kipsang of Kenya and 5 other African runners occupied the top 6 places on the list of the elite men who are due to run in New York. Others include 2014 runner-up Lelisa Desisa of Ethiopia, who won this year's Boston Marathon, and 2014 third-place finisher Gebre Mariam, also of Ethiopia. Also on the list are world cross-country and half-marathon champion Jeffrey Kinworo of Kenya, Yemani Segai of Ethiopia, and Stanley Biwott of Kenya.
Yeah, I'm out that Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy. Home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from
This is Larry Zamude, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja, Nigeria. Let's talk to you about Brilla FM. It's Nigeria's only sports station. Of course, we partner the VOA.
VOA!
And so you can listen to Sunny Side of Sports on 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja. Keep listening, Africa, and enjoy Sunny Side of Sports on Brilla.
Thanks, Dr. Larry. In addition to Sports Radio, 88.9 Brilla FM stations in Lagos and Abuja, Dr. Larry also has stations in Kaduna and Onitsha, Nigeria. We're delighted to be your partner, Dr. Larry, so keep it sporty.
The Voice of America, VOA.
The Springboks of South Africa will try to bounce back from what's being described as the biggest upset in Rugby World Cup history. The Springboks, two-time World Cup champions, were stunned by Japan 34-32 in the opening match for both teams in Brighton, England. Substitute Carney Hesketh scored on the last play of the game to seal the upset victory for the Japanese, who some odds makers had as 1,000-1 underdogs before the match. It was only the second win in 25 World Cup matches for Japan. South Africa's head coach is Heineke Meyer. Hey, coach, was this a wake-up call for your team?
So there's no easy games, but if this is not a wake-up call, nothing will be a wake-up call, but it's going to be tough. Every game is tough, and I think I've said before the World Cup, this is going to be the toughest World Cup ever. So I think there will be more shock results. And again, I don't want to take anything away from Japan. They deserve to outplay us, but we have to pull together. It's not good enough, and we have to go through.
The South Africans will next face Samoa on September 26th in Birmingham, England. Samoa beat the United States 26-16 in their opening match. South African rugby fans were, of course, very disappointed with that loss to the Japanese. Let's listen in now to the reaction of three of those fans.
We should accept it and move on because, I mean, we just underestimated the opponents and the team just didn't play to its best possible. I've seen them play live here in SA. They are quite magnificent, but the way they played yesterday, you kind of like get a feel that they thought the game in the bag, and it turns out that Japan were like very spirited and they played well.
It was an excellent game of rugby. It's just a pity that we lost against Japan. But I don't think we were well prepared for what we expected against them. And I think our team is definitely too old. Old strategies, old players. But hopefully the next games, they will definitely do better.
I think it was a poor performance for our guys, right? Because I expected better, especially from Japan. Like, Japan is not a team where we expect to just lose a match like that to us.
Some South African rugby fans reacting to the loss to Japan over the weekend. In other Rugby World Cup results from the weekend, host England kicked off the tournament with a 35-11 victory over Fiji in London. Wales walloped Uruguay 54-9 in Cardiff. Georgia topped Tonga 17-10 in Gloucester, England. Two-time World Cup champion New Zealand defeated Argentina 26-16 at Wembley Stadium in London. Ireland crushed Canada 50-7 in Cardiff, Wales. And France beat Italy 32-10 at Twickenham Stadium in London. Twickenham, by the way, is also where the Rugby World Cup final will be played on October 31st. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports. Back to Yehaeus Wuhib.